Majalila chapter 19, verse 39. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Keha Kande Keha Hase Keha Nache Gai
Keha
Krishna, Krishna, bole keha, gora gori ja.
Krishna, Krishna, bole keha, gora gori
ja. Keha kande, keha se, keha nache gai.
Keha kande, keha se, keha nache gai.
Krishna, Krishna, bole keha, gora gori ja.
Krishna, Krishna, bole keha,
Some of the people following the Lord were crying, some were laughing, some dancing, some chanting. Indeed, some of them were rolling on the ground exclaiming, Krishna!
Krishna!
Ganga Jamuna Prayag Narido Dubai Te
Ganga Jamuna Prayag Narido
Dubai Te Prabhu Dubai La Krishna Primera Banyate Prayag is located at the confluence of two rivers, Ganga and Yamuna. Although these rivers were not able to flood Prayag with water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole area with waves of ecstatic love for Krishna. Prabhu Duvailo Krishna Premera Banyate. Text 41. Biradhiki dui bhai rohila nirjane.
Biradhiki dui bhai rohila nirjane.
Prabhu rabesha hoilo madhava darashane.
Prabhu rabesha hoilo madhava
darashane. Seeing the great crowd, the two brothers remained standing in a secluded place. They could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic to see Lord Bindu Madhava. The two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, his younger brother. 42. Prema beshe nache Prabhu Haridvani Kori.
Prema beshe nache Prabhu Haridvani Kori.
Urva bahu kori bole, bolo hari hari. The Lord was loudly chanting the holy name of Hari, dancing in ecstatic love, raising his arms. He asked everyone to chant Hari Hari. Prabhu ra mahima dekhi loke
chamakha.
Prabhu ra lida nari vaniba. Everyone was astounded to see the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, I cannot properly describe the pastimes of the Lord at Prayag. So, quite a few times we get this expression, either Naivani Ba or Akatan. It means you can't describe. You find this also in Chaitanya Mangalam. Many times he's saying it cannot be described. In fact, we can almost think of Kaviraj Goswami as like in so much an ecstasy that he knows he's heard so many things, you know, he's giving only a summary really. And he's thinking, well, you know, this even he's just falling into ecstasy. I can't say anything here. Let me skip this or I'll never get through the book. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing puja as a grahastha, he was so ecstatic that he couldn't do the puja because he'd get his tears and his whole cloth would be wet, his dhoti and everything. Shukadeva Goswami, he could not speak. Too many things and Radharani and the gopis, it was too elevated topic. But here, there are so many things he has to cover, but we can understand here. He says, Nari Vaniva, can't be described. He can't say it. It's there, but Kaviraj Goswami, he's the king of the Kavis, and he cannot express exactly or precisely or anything about this. Of course, he's going to express something indescribable, but sometimes we refer to this as a panjitika. Panjitika means that is a cotton put, and you can get an idea, and you fluff out the cotton. stuff together. Or the Chandra, what is it called? Shaka Chandra Nyaya. The child is saying, where's the moon? Where's the moon? You point to the branches. See, look through the branch. Or someone says, an adult usually, he'll maybe be able to see the moon. Anyway, but so that Shaka Chandra Nyaya, you point there to the branches. There, the moon. Oh, I can see it now. But so the branch is not that important. The moon is very important. But you need that to see it. And so he's giving us the idea, the vibhav, the stimulation. And then we take it. Just like when we paint pictures, Prabhupada would say sometimes, use your artist's imagination, you are artists. We ask so many questions, and Prabhupada would try to straighten it out. Ultimately, sometimes he said, that's okay, you do it. If it's too difficult, don't touch it. So some things were a little inconceivable. He said, then don't touch it, don't go there. But sometimes someone asks me to do a painting, and they want so many things in a painting, you know, like five different things, and we make five paintings or three paintings. Or you can say maybe unlimited paintings. Whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing within 1 hour, not today, Shesho Ganabi Samabhashati Nasha Palam, Shesha, who has 1,000 miles, cannot describe, even in 1 hour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he's doing. So, even to this day now. So what we can say, just like painting, then Prabhupada said, he said, demigods are painting, gopis are painting, Radharani is painting, what you can paint, told us. So Kaviraj Goswami's feeling this, what can I say, just like Rupa and Anupam, they're feeling very insignificant. When Rupa and Sanatan first approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ram Kali, they were quoting so many verses, Nasti Papatma, the one verse, they said, we're so sinful that we're shameless. We should not even speak before you. But we can say that we are the most, even more than Jagai Mata, you should give us the mercy. We're feeling depressed because they're saying that Jagai Mata, at least they had some good thing, but we don't have any good quality. So, Patita Pamara, we're the most fallen, you should give us their mercy. So they're very greedy, actually, for the mercy. The Rupa Goswami and his brother, they want the mercy very much. Tatra loyam, ekamuyam, ekalam. This is the price one pays, this anxiety, this greed. So they have enough greed that they're going to get the full mercy here in this pastime. So we're up to verse 44. Dakshinacha viprasane ache parichai.
Dakshinacha viprasane ache parichai.
Se vipra ni mantriya nila nijala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made an acquaintance with a Brahmana from Deccan in South India. And that Brahman, well, Deccan refers to the whole South India usually. And that Brahman invited him for meals and took him to his place. Nimantriya Nila Nijalaya, his own place. 45. Vipra Grihasi Prabhu Nibhrite Boshila. Sri Rupa Ballabha Duhe Asiya Milila. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a solitary place in the home of the Deccan Brahmana, Rupa Goswami and Sri Ballabha Anupam Malika came to meet him. 46. Dui Gucha Trina Duhe Darshane Dariya. Prabhu Deke Dore Pare Dandavatthaya. Seeing the Lord from a distance, the two brothers put two clumps of straw between their teeth and immediately fell down on the ground like rods offering him obeisances. So this is the when Rupa and Sanatan, they met with Chaitanya previously, they also took straw on the teeth and they wrapped some cloth around the neck, which is a sign that you're like a low, like an animal or something that has a... And the straw means trinapeka, this trinapisanichana. We also, Chaitanya says we should feel like straw in the street. The Prabhupada Saraswati has one verse like that. Dante nidaya trinakam padayo nipatja. Dante nidaya trinakam padayo nipatja. Falling down, he's also giving the same. Prabhupada quoted many times this verse. In the teeth, Dante nidaya trinakam padayo nipatja. Falling down, and then kritva chakakul sutama hama itad bravimi. Hundreds of times I'm crying out, kaku satam. Means Satama, I'm crying out in humility. And, hey, sadhava sakalame bahai. In this case, they're not doing with the same motive, but Prabhupada said, this should be the preaching mood that we're begging the persons, flattering them 100 times. They're also praising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when preaching, like Nittai, and when he would go with Haridas Thakur, they would take straw in the teeth. Someone might open the door, they'll fall down on the door would open, they're falling on the ground like that with straw in the teeth. Begging them. Hey sadhava sakalame bahaya dura chaitanya chandra charane kurutan raga. They're saying, they're flattering the method of preaching. You are a great person, sadhava. I think in the West, if you call someone a sadhava, they won't know what you're talking about. And they might not think it's too good to be a sadhava, even if they knew what it meant. What do you mean? I am topmost sense enjoyer. I am no sadhu. I don't want to do anything good for nobody. Ishvaroham aham bodhi. But at least, we can say in India 500 years ago, most people would be flattered if you said, all right, sadhu, you're a sadhu. So, but we also do the Sankirtan devotees to have the method that, like Prabhupada was speaking with the Beatles, he was also praising them. He was a little heavy, not totally lagu, after all, Prabhupada's guru, but said, now you are, yad-yadacharati shreshta tattaripataro, you're the great persons in the human society, whatever you're doing, and other people will follow you. And you can say Prabhupada was speaking humbly, he didn't have straw in his teeth, but symbolically. So they were a little flattered. And they took Prabhupada, especially George, and others. I mean, they let the devotees stay in the house, even John Lennon, so they had to have some impression. Just now I was reading that Prabhupada was in the Kumbh Mela, and he was saying how that even the Mayavadis, he said, they were friendly with me because they see that I'm bringing so many Westerners, they cannot do such thing. They might be making some magic trick or something, but still, they're not impressing so many people. So Prabhupada speaking like that. Sometimes he's applying here, applying there. But generally speaking, devotees preaching humbly, taking straw in the teeth. And finally, someone is impressed. Then you tell them, finally, Prabhupada Saraswati says, Goranga Chandra Charane Kurutra, give up all your, Prabhupada said, give up all your nonsense. I don't think devotees say exactly like that, but but one thing is, just one thing, you should give up everything as that you ever were attached to, that you ever thought of, and simply become attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you give him a Chaitanya Charamrita, maybe he will become. Just like we heard about that girl, Amy, was it, in Alaska? That could happen. But still, we're giving out the mercy. Patra patra vichar nahi nahi. Stana stana. When Panchatattva are giving out the nectar, they don't consider who is patra, apatra, who is a proper recipient, who is not. But the objective is, we're hearing here how Mahaprabhu is in a maddened state. The first verse we read, Keha Nache,
remember how that, this is a different circumstance, but the king, as previously in the Madhya Lila was described also, that Rupa Sanatan came, were there in Ramkeli, then the king became notified by his spies. They said, you know, we saw one mendicant and he's acting crazy, people are dancing, keha. Where am I? That this first verse, we very nice. 39. Keha kandi keha hase. All the people in Prayag, and hundreds of thousands, we describe, lak, lok. It says that several times, lak, lok. Hundreds and thousands of people were following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some of them were crying, dancing, chanting. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Prabodhana Saraswati, he was quoting one verse also from 11th canto. He quoted many verses, but some of them we see there. Evam vrata sapriya namakirtya tanaraga dhruta chitta uchaya. The heart is melting. The heart should melt. And when chanting, one has taken a vow to chant, evam vrata vrata means a vow. Sapriya namakirtya. So, the heart melts, and hasi nachi, roditi raudi gayati and malavam, one becomes mad. This is the final goal. So if you go to the madhouse, there's no need to go to a madhouse because Jagadananda Pandit says, in the material world, everyone is madman. He described that mati chana, pishachi pali mata chani ho, mati chana ho. That they're all maya grashta, grasped by maya. So nunam pramapta, the Rishabhdev is speaking with his son. In the material world, everyone is mad after material sense gratification. That's the goal of life. But so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Actually, we get it a couple more verses from here. Ulagayan pramatam. He has come to make them mad after Krishna by chanting the holy name. Yoganamatam bhuvanam dayal. Throughout the whole three worlds, everyone is mad after sense gratification. So Shabdev says, nunam pramapta. So we're also after this mapta, madness. But so Mahaprabhu's type of madness, we like that type. When Mahaprabhu, when Nimai was first afflicted with this type of madness in Navadvipa, in Mayapur, then Mother Sachi didn't know what to do. So she brought so many Kaviraj and different types of Bhattacharya. Well, my son, he's gone mad. We don't know what to do. And she brought, I think it was Giradhar. Was it Giradhar Shiva? So Giradhar came. Huh? Giradhar came there. And she said, Giradhar, what is the matter with Nimai now? He's acting like this. I cannot do anything. We're doing, putting so many oil and this and that, so many type Ayurvedic chorna. Well, whatever that is, madness, I would like also, please give me that madness.
That was Shiva.
That was Shiva. Whatever madness that is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing this type madness, and we're all after that madness. And all these people, they're all strangers. Can you imagine? Never saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're not Gadadhar, they're not Shiva. They're not Panchatattva. So in the king, in that Nawab Hussein Shah, when Rupa Sad, Anupam, they're all working for him. They consider themselves very lowly. They've taken on ni jati, ni sangi, ni ka. All the activities, all our association is all very low because we're associating with the meaty, the mlecha yavanas. So they were in this mood. But the king was asking these spies about this Mahaprabhu, what is he doing like that? So he asked one secretary there, Keshav Khan, was it? Keshav Khan. He was not Muslim. Keshav, but he wanted to minimize. He was a little bit wary with this king. Maybe he is. So he was asking, Keshav, what is this this Mahaprabhu, this Chaitanya? He's a madman. He's some sort of mystic saint. What is he doing? Oh, no, he's nobody. Don't worry about that. He's just passing through. He was worried because this king could do anything. He might be attracted now. He said, what do you say that for? He's Ishvara, Shakta. I accept him as Ishvara. So when he asked, was it Rupa or Sanatana? Yes, Sanatana. Who is this Chaitanya? He said, well, you're the king, you should know, because you would not have kingdom without him. So you ask yourself, you're the authority. So he decided, he's Sakshat Ishvara, even the king. So the king said, look at this. How can he be insignificant if people are coming there, giving up all their employment, their farms, their jobs, whatever they do, and they're coming there. If I don't give payment after some time, people go away, they don't work for me. So we see this happening. That Muslim king in Pichalda, he also had this mood that his spy told him about Mahaprabhu. And so anyway, we have to go on with the verses. We're up to 40. He was sitting in a solitary place. They came to him. The brothers put two clumps of straw. Both brothers were overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion and reciting various Sanskrit verses. They stood up and fell down again and again. Nana shloka pariyute paribaraba. Prabhu deki prema besha hoi roduha. No, you can well imagine. I mean, if you're in the presence of Mahaprabhu and you cannot do anything, you're simply chanting. Fortunately, they knew so many slokas, I'm sure, and we get a taste of some of them. Here. Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see Rupa and Goswami. He told them, stand up, stand up. Do we chant it? Dekhiya Prabhu Prashana. Shri Rupe Dekhiya Prabhu Prashana Hoyloman.
Shri Rupe Dekhiya Prabhu Prashana Hoyloman.
Uta Uta Rupa Aisha Balila Bachan.
Uta Uta Rupa Aisha Balila Bachan.
He was very pleased to see Rupa Goswami. He told him, stand up, dear Rupa, come here. Krishna Karuna Kichu Najai Banane.
Vishaya
Kupa Hoite Korila Toma Duijane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, it is not possible to describe Krishna's mercy, for he has delivered you both from the well of material enjoyment. So the well is Kupa. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Raghunath Das at a different time later, and Raghunath Das at that time was getting money and everything from his uncle and his father, then Mahaprabhu described it as a ditch, Varta, a ditch of stool. And Raghunath Das also described that he was in the Nirjala Kupa, Mahakupa, in his prayers. It's not just a well, but there's no water there, it's dry. And once you fall in the well, Andhakupa, the blind well, then this material world means it's being led by blind. Andhaitandharupaniyamana. And so not only all the people are blind, they elect all blind leaders, so they remain blind. So what if even one is blind, running with his eyes closed? It's described by Kaviraj Goswami, he's running with his eyes closed, which that might have to happen, I guess, if you're blind and running. Still, this means that he doesn't have knowledge of Shastra. Still, he can take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be delivered. Durgame pati mandasa skarat padagatimu. Kaviraj Goswami says, I am lame, and but I have to take this stick of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas. So Kaviraj Goswami remains always humble. And so here thou Mahaprabhu says to them, Name bhaktas chatur vedi mad bhakta sapachapriya tasmai deyam tato grahyam sacha puja yata hyayam. Even a person is a very learned scholar in Sanskrit Vedic literatures, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in devotional service. Even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he's very dear to me if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activities or mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. This verse is included in Hari Bhakti Vilas, compiled by Sanatana Goswami. I think it's a Puranic verse, either Padma Puran. So that's the big verse here, Sanskrit verse. So the last verse I think I have to do is 51.
Yes.
Esh loke pari du hari koila lingam.
Esh loke pari du hari koila lingam.
Nipate du hara mataya darila charam.
Nipate du hara mataya darila charam.
After reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced both brothers, and out of his causeless mercy, he placed his feet on their heads. Maptaya. So, as far as this verse, this is one of the verses we find. There's so many verses when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta had prepared to face off debate with the Smarta Jati Goshai in, was it Midnapore? Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited there, but he did not want to go. He was feigning illness. Main reason was his initiating guru was there, especially one of the reasons. But he was saying, no one can go there and challenge them. So Bhakti Santa Saraswati said, no, I will go. He prepared a whole book. Of course, he memorized the whole book. Most of us can't do like that. It's a 150-page book. And we hear this pastime, one of the great mahima, great glories of Bhakti Santa Saraswati. So this is obviously one of the verses. So this verse is quoted again, not again, many places. But I was thinking of when Raghunath Das had one uncle, Kalidas. So Kalidas was a pure devotee, and his whole objective of life was to take the remnants, as it's mentioned here, the remnants, whatever is offered. Now, they did not offer most of the time, but Kalidas was taking the remnants by hook or crook. So one pastime is given that Kalidas went to this Jadu Thakur. Jadu Thakur was a Buni Mali sweeper, but he was a pure devotee. So he's a perfect example. Doesn't say he was Sapacha or anything, dog eater, but somehow he was born in this caste. So now this Kalidas was a funny guy also. He used to pretend he was throwing dice, you know. he was a joker in a way. He had a lot of shlokas and a lot of jokes. But he used to do this thing like, ha ha, and laugh. And like that stupid fellow, what's his name, was gambling in the Mahabharata, Shakuni. I have won. This is a typical demoniac thing, playing dice thing. All Kshatriyas played it, but the lesson to be learned is that it's not a good thing, we don't gamble. So Kalidas went to the Jadu Thakur, and Jadu Thakur saw him as a very respectable gentleman, so therefore he immediately saw, what can I do for you? I can arrange one Brahmin to cook for you. He said, no, that's okay, I brought you some mangoes. So Jadu Thakur put them aside. And he said, no, you should not feel unqualified. You are qualified. So he was quoting this shloka and many others. We get about three or four maybe that are given. I'm sure he was quoting so many shlokas and glorifying Jadu Thakur as a great devotee. After all, he had no inhibition about taking the remnants of every Vaishnava. His objective, well, there are many Vaishnavas, but it says he took the remnants of every Vaishnava in Bengal. So, I mean, it had to be a lot of people. So this verse was quoted by Kalidas also in reference. And he quoted other verses. Viprad Vishad Gunyuta Dadavindana, but one Prahlad prayer. Prahlad Maharaj has so many wonderful prayers. One of them he's describing, even if a Brahmin, Viprad Vishad Gunyuta Dadavindana. He's decorated with all 12 brahminical qualifications, which are given in the footnotes, truthfulness, so many things. Still, if he's not surrendered to Krishna, Prabhupada Maharaj says, then natuburimana, he's simply puffed up. He cannot deliver even himself what to speak of others. But, he mentions that if one is a dog eater, a whole bhapta sapacho to Gaudiya. And finding Kapila speaking with his mother, Devahuti, he also says like that. That one, even one is a dog eater. Prabhupada was speaking on that in 72 in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he said that in the Philippines, of course, he had not seen in India, but in Philippines he had seen dog eaters. But by the influence of the devotees, specifically he named Siddhasarupa and Sudamavipra, that the dog eaters in Manila were chanting better than the so-called Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. Now, of course, he didn't mean every Vaishnava, but he probably referring to somebody. So it's possible. Even when the devotee Western Prabhupada disciples came in the beginning, Prabhupada's godbrothers, some of them, they would not take even water. They would not even take water from the Westerners. So Prabhupada taught some of them a pretty good lesson. Later on, one godbrother, he had not even taken water from the devotees. And so some years later, he was asking Prabhupada for some donation. Prabhupada was so successful. Swamiji, please, our mat, we're in need. Actually, Prabhupada had the Bhaktivedanta, I think, just after that, to give his various places, just like that we heard about Lalit Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's brother. Prabhupada was willing to fix that place up, but he said, no, you have to resign, I will be guru. I mean, I don't know if he exactly said, but Chutananda, that was a Chutananda's version. We can check if he said that. But he was saying, like, he can give higher knowledge than he told some devotees, not even in front of Prabhupada, well, I can give higher knowledge than your swami, your guru. So then they didn't go there for some time. But so Prabhupada was willing to help his godbrothers, no question about it. So that godbrother, he would not take water. So later on, he asked for some donation from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, but I don't think you want to take from them. They are mlechas and yavanas. Their money is contaminated. You would not want to touch it. So in this way, later on, that godbrother, he lived a long time. And he also took Western disciples. And he several times said, how Swami Maharaj, he taught me a very good lesson. So Prabhupada was giving so many lessons. Sometimes Prabhupada is very bold. He will say, amongst my godbrothers, we are all taking up the family business of preaching. But I am the only actual son because I am really taking up the mission. Others are like daughters. I mean, that's a big insult. I don't know if all the godbrothers heard that. But he said, they are also preaching, but they are like daughters. There was one godbrother complained to Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada's godbrother, that Bhaktivedanta Swami, he's saying that we're simply ringing the bell, we're not doing anything, we don't go for prachar, we're simply ringing the bell. So Sridhar Maharaj said, well, his band is so great and so big, if you're ringing the bell there, then that might be a good thing. Prabhupada, at the end, he apologized to his godbrothers. He said, this is the chopping technique. He said, I had to use the chopping technique, but he apologized at the end in the last few weeks to any godbrothers. They were not all there, but the apology was there anyway. So we have so many shlokas like this where Prabhupada quotes, Sat Kamanipanovi Pramanta Tanta Vishara. A bhakta, It's quoted here by Kaviraj Goswami, he is never considered to be a dog eater or anything like that. Especially he's given it up. Kiratahunandarpana Sukadeva Goswami, beginning of Bhagavatam. Oh, great Bhagavad scholars, don't you read it? Or you read Gita, where he says, Mami Pratyapash, Yepi Shu Papayona, Striyobai Shastata Sudra, woman, Sudras, Tepiyanti, they can come to me. Sukadeva Goswami says very poetically, Kiratahun Andra Palinda Pukasha Bilyushumba Yamanakasha, very specifically, so many categories are purified. Shudjanti Tasmai Prabhavishnu, by taking shelter even of a devotee, what to speak of Krishna, even the devotee, then they're purified. And he gives all the exact who they are. Kirata, African, Germans, Chinese, Kashadaya, Kirata, and probably even included the Manipuri. I saw, I have to laugh. Prabhupada said, yes, Manipuri, they also Kashadaya. I mean, so many Manipuris are Vaishnavas. But Prabhupada was saying like that, technically saying, Kirata, Hunendra Purgas are the Turks and so many. Poles, they're all considered out of the Mlecha Yavanas. Okay. If they take shelter, they're also delivered. Krishna Bhakta Nahi Jati Kuladi Vichar. One who considers that Vichar, that they are dogs, still dog eater, they're not qualified, although they're qualified. Even Narad Muni, he's saying Yasya Lakshanam Prokram. Yaranyatrapi Dushreta Tatekayavanir Dushet. If we see that a Sudra is acting like a Brahmana, then he's a Brahmana. He's not Sudra. But if one, Prabhupada said, I saw so many, they're calling him a Pandit, but he's pulling a tela, huge cart, even lower than Sudra job. You see that giant cart meant for like a some horses or some bullocks, and a man is pulling it, and he's wearing a Brahman to it, probably. So he's not acting as Brahma. So he's not a Brahma. So that, okay, so if there's any more comments, questions?
I have a question. Why in our scriptures so much about Sopatra?
About what, Sopatra?
Yeah, why not cow eater? I mean, nowadays we don't see dog eater. I don't know anybody.
Oh, probably also didn't see that.
Huh?
That question actually came up a few times. And Prabhupada, like when I was on that morning walk one time in 74 in Mayapur, Prabhupada was quiet, but what happened was, it's a pretty dramatic pastime because some of the manager, he shot some dogs. And so Prabhupada asked on the morning walk, because the dogs were howling and Prabhupada was complaining, he translating in the nighttime and the dogs were howling. And that time there was no gate. Even now there's gates and all walls, the dogs are coming. I don't know if they're howling, but probably didn't want dogs there. That's another topic. But so dog was shot. And while we're walking out, we didn't own all the property. We had to go out on the road toward Hulagat and then cut in, just as we're about to cut in on the rice paddy. It's narrow walking like that. So Prabhupada said, so did you get rid of the dogs? I mean, probably, we don't know what he knows. I mean, you know, I saw somebody with shotgun coming through the temple. Old temple room means there's no building on any side. It's just dark. It's Mangalarti. They're coming with shotgun. I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know, but I forgot about it right away. I was just chanting. And I don't even know if I heard any shooting. They said they took out the shotgun and they put in salt. They wanted to scare the dogs or something. They ended up killing. So when we were walking, then Prabhupada said, so, you got rid of the dogs? So immediately Jayapataka Maharaj, he said, so-and-so shot the dogs. I don't want to incriminate. He's already incriminated so many times. Mm-hmm. Who shot the dog? So I think Jayapataka Maharaj wanted Prabhupada to know that I didn't do it. But the dog was shot. So then it was quiet. And so somebody was walking, one devotee, I'm not sure who it was, could have been Nalini Kanta, I don't know why I'm thinking that. someone said, Prabhupada, in, we hear about dog eater, but is dog eater lower, or is cow eater worse? So that question came. You know what? Prabhupada didn't say anything. And then later he started to say, cow can be eaten if it dies naturally.
What did you say?
Cows, if dying naturally, can be eaten. The main thing is killing a cow. So, and I found another, at least one other place in the conversations where he talks about this. So that's why Sapacho's mentioned, because they're cooking, killing. In those days also they didn't kill cows. Even Kali, he was stopped from killing the cow. But, you know, that guy in the Bhagavatam, Prasadra, and he killed a cow by accident. He had to do so much penance or something.
Yes.
So cow killing, we don't hear of cow killing. Of course, we hear from this total demons, yeah. Hiranyakashipu was killing. He said, kill the cows, do all that. Those guys are heavy demon rakshasas. You can do anything. That's true. So there's some type of vichar, some what is worse. Of course, cow killing is worse than dog killing. Or, you know. But then again, it says eating fish is worse, is a combination of eating all animals, right? There's one sloka like that, it's quoted. But then if you're in Puri, even if you eat anything, even fish, it's considered prasad. So we have to consider time and place, who's doing it, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, why they did it.